100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. It's Sunday, although you really can't tell what day it is these days if you're inside and working from home or taking a week off or who knows what's going on. But it's time for the weekly challenge. I post a topic, you come up with the stories, gather them all up, and share them for y'all to enjoy. The topic for this week was not, and we got quite a few stories on the topic. Although, if you just came up with a story and you're running a little late, I can put it up on the feed in a separate post. It's not like you got much else to do. You can't go here or there or go sit at the cafe. Might as well write a story, right? Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll be back in a little bit.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called In Pajamas All Day. Mary and Anne were progressive parents who practice progressive parenting, not one willing to introduce negative speech patterns into their toddler, Tim. They chose to use the word not instead of the word no. The hope was it would lay the groundwork for reasoning framework that would serve a non-binary outcome over ego-driven, self-absorbed deflection. We are, after all, in the age of Trump. The initial interaction with Timmy proved promising. But when Timmy got his tiny hands on the family handgun, the knot experiment was discontinued. Sadly, Timmy had already sent his parents to the cornfield. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. This is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 729 with a prompt of, not. Here we go. Bill Burt stood in the driveway, folding his arms across his chest. I'm not going to pack my stuff up, I'm not going to move. I'm going to stay right here. His mother put her arm around her husband's waist. Come on, Hosmer. Let's give it some time. Maybe Bill Burt's superpowers won't get around, this time. It's not safe, honey buns, Mr. Wienerheimer said, obviously losing his determination. People will want to take advantage of the boy. We'll keep a careful watch, his mother assured. Bill Burt had just dodged a bullet, but he needed to talk to Lenali Amanda right away. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I'm not a people person. Not the life and soul of the party. Not the outgoing, gregarious fun seeker. Not someone you'd want to share a long journey with. I'm not your acquaintance. Not your colleague. Not your friend. I am not. But I could be. So why not? Knock on my door, come on in, sit down, and share a drink. Spend some time. Tell me all about yourself. And then, just maybe, if I like you, you'll get to know what I really am. But, I'm very sorry to say. By then, it will be far too late.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Well, sort of story. And here it goes. Don't go for a walk. Don't go to the beach. No, don't swim. Don't sit and bury your fingers in the golden sand. Don't build castles and little houses that will crumble with the tide, and mountains with little steps on the side, so little imaginary people could climb them safely, their toes feeling the warmth of the sun as they tread upwards. Don't. Don't stand so close. Don't sneeze and laugh and cough. Don't breathe. Don't wrap your arms around a sad shoulder. Don't breathe. Don't take things for granted. Don't breed. Don't be. Don't. And this was my text for the week. Stay safe out there. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard. This is my story on the topic of not. It's called Reverse Psychology. Reverse psychology. It's clever stuff. At least, that's what they tell me. If you want to convey a message, tell someone the opposite, and they won't believe you. If you want someone to press a button, put a big sign over it saying, "Do not press this button." The trouble is, I know from bitter experience, it doesn't work. "Do you love me?" asked the wife. "No, I don't," I replied with conviction. "Well, do you want a divorce?" "Yes, absolutely." "You swine. I should give you a swift kick in the balls." "Please do." "Reverse psychology. It doesn't work." I'm done. Till next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
After years of declining voter turnout and ugly negative campaigns, the Elections Commission racked their brains for a solution. "We're changing the ballots," said the head commissioner. "Instead of voting for a candidate, you will vote against them." People cheered the changes. Candidates increased their negative campaigning. The media were gangbusters over it, slinging even more mud. And then came Election Day. People flocked to the polls. And then, the results were announced. "Nobody wins," said the head commissioner. "Everybody loses." The commissioner then ran to the airport to catch a flight to somewhere that wasn't such a fucked up mess.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of not. If you couldn't understand what we were saying, you can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and you'll see the text of the stories, along with links to people's stuff and archives and a few photos of cats. I don't know why I do that. It's just gotten to be a habit. Anyway, the next topic is dendrite. So once again, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Click Weekly Challenge. You'll see how to be a part of the Weekly Challenge, how to be a part of this. give it a try. And the schedule for all the upcoming weekly challenges, if it takes you more than a week to get a story in, you can set it whenever. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. And if it takes you a while to get them written, like, no, I don't want it up on the feed. I don't want the spotlight. Well, the topics are up there. So if you know it takes you a month or two or three, they're all up there. I know it can be intimidating, but I'm an idiot and I've been doing this for almost 15 years. You can give it a shot. Well, anyway, I'll see y'all tomorrow with a recording of one of my stories and so on and so on and so on and so on until it's Sunday again. And thank y'all for being a part of this. And stay safe, wash your hands, keep 6 feet distance, and don't eat bats. I swear, COVID-20 is going to be somebody humping up, what are those things called? Platypus. So rare, I don't even know. It's going to come out of Tasmania and people are going to be pooping sparkles or something. Anyway, I don't mean to diminish all the crap that people are going through right now. Oh my God. Just stay safe and be cool and don't party on, dude. Stay away from the beaches. Oh my God, the people at the beaches, they're partying in the shit. And New Orleans, I mean, if you're a student on spring break and you did that crap, kiss your frickin' scholarship goodbye. You're too stupid to go to college. My God, what the hell? Anyway, it's not like college students are listening to this crap, right? Okay. And as always, keep it brief.